Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a man was running down the road shouting, "Unclean! Unclean!" He ran past the man walking a donkey and he shouted, "Unclean! Unclean!" And he walked past the woman holding her infant child and he shouted, "Unclean! Unclean!" And he walked past the old men underneath the shade tree chatting and he shouted, "Unclean! Unclean!" He shouted because it was ordered and he was supposed to keep a distance. The trumpet blasts, and the voice cries out, hear ye, and all of the land. The citizen who has leprosy or the white sickness may not come into a town or consort with other Persians. That's what the great Greek historian Herodotus tells us. And he lived 500 years before Jesus. Even 1,500 years before Jesus, things weren't any different. Pharaoh said, "Let my people go. Let the people go." And they went. They went across the Red Sea and they went to Mount Sinai and they heard the voice of God and they received the moral law. According to the law, a leper had to isolate himself, had to live outside the camp, had to cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" And furthermore, the leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes. They shall let the hair of their head hang loose, and he shall cover his upper lip. He shall cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" And he shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. And he shall live alone. Leviticus 13, verses 45 to 46. And according to the Jewish Study Bible, leprosy was seen as a gradual erosion of the skin and was thought to culminate in the ultimate disintegration of the skin. It was taken as a manifest of a gradual escape of life. The person afflicted with it was looked upon as potentially dead, death itself having begun to consume the body. This leakage of life creates impurity. In 21st century terms, someone who had leprosy was the walking dead. Someone who had leprosy might as well have been a zombie. So in Jesus' day, they had to shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" That's what makes Mark 1 so scandalous. Jesus is proclaiming in the synagogues and to the whole of Galilee, and expelling the demons, and a leper comes to him. What a scandal! Where was the shouting? "Unclean! Unclean!" Where was that distance that was supposed to be kept? The leper just walked right up to Jesus, and he pleaded, and he knelt, and he said, "If you desire it, you can make me clean." The unclean wants to be clean. And so he comes to the one who can't be anything but clean, the sinless Son of God. And Jesus, having deep, heartfelt compassion, he extended his hand and he touched him and says to him, "I do desire it. Be cleansed." And so he comes. The unclean wants to be clean. So he comes to the one who can't be anything but clean. Now, this is the account that is found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And they all tell of the leper coming and not shouting. They all tell of the immediate healing. And they all tell of the command of silence. But only Mark tells of the rebuking. And immediately his leprosy departed from him. He was cleansed. And upon rebuking him with a harumph, immediately he threw him out. Only Mark mentions this harumph. Now, harumph can best be described as the snorting of war horses, as the groaning on the gridiron, as the grunting to lift a piano up over a threshold. So why the perturbed reaction? Well, maybe Jesus is angry at the leper breaking the law, at the disruption of his preaching, at the doubt of Jesus' will to heal. Maybe Jesus is angry at the horrible nature of this disease, at Satan's corruption of God's creation, at, well, we just don't know. What we know is that it is a scandal for the leper to come to Jesus, and in return, this scandal deepens as Jesus' reaction isn't what we would expect, imagine, or even hope. And we're left asking why. But just like we cannot answer why things happen in this world, here we cannot answer why. But if you change one letter, you can answer who. Jesus, who is clean, becomes unclean. And the leper who is unclean becomes clean. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Again, Jesus, who is clean, becomes unclean, taking all of our sin into himself, taking all the corruption of this creation into himself, and silently he stood before the Pharisees and Pilate and the people. Diligently he stood before the cracks of the cattail's whip, the cackles of the crowd, the crushing weight of the cross. Upon him was the sin of the whole world. Upon him was the wrath of God that we all deserve. Jesus, who is clean, becomes unclean. And we are the leper who becomes clean. And ultimately, this is the greatest scandal. You see, for without Jesus, we are the ones who need to shout, unclean, unclean. As we board the public bus, we need to shout, unclean, unclean. As we walk into the local grocery store, we need to shout, unclean, unclean. As we walk by the kids playing on the playground, we need to shout, unclean, unclean. We need to shout, for we are the ones who have fallen short of the glory of God. We shout because we have broken the law. We shout because we have not done what we should do, and we continue to do what we shouldn't do. We are unclean. Yes, we are unclean. But in Christ, we become clean. The first time that we believed, when faith entered our hearts and when faith grasped God's grace, when Jesus extends his hand and touches us, we who are unclean become clean. And there, at the baptismal font, when the waters are poured upon our head, and the sign of the cross is marked upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. There, Jesus extends his hand and touches us. And we who are unclean become clean. And here at the communion rail, when we walk forward and kneel and place out our hands and receive the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus extends his hand yet again and touches us, and we who are unclean are clean. And on that day, when the trumpet blasts and the voice cries out, "Well done, good and faithful servant," we will know the depth of our cleanliness. We who are now clean, yet no unclean ways, will be changed forever. Forever changed. Like the leper, we who are unclean become clean in Christ. After Jesus finishes with us, we are in fact clean in every way, not only healed, but also purified. And now in proper communion, both with God and with fellow man. That's what makes you a saint. So happy Saints Day. Happy All Saints Day. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.